Blues legend Little Freddie King will strap on his guitar tonight in a performance closing out the historic New Orleans Collection's concerts in the Courtyard Fall Series. We are honored to have Little Freddie King, who brought the blues from Macomb, Mississippi to the Crescent City, in the studio today, along with his drummer, Wacko Wade. Welcome to the program.
How you doing? Oh, so fine. Proud to be here.
You know, my introduction of you, sadly, pales in comparison to the one on your website. It is an introduction to beat all introductions. Michael Wade, can you read it for us?
You got it. I'm going to introduce everybody to the world-renowned, hard-to-kill, pistol-packing, chicken-picking, string-pulling, show-stopping, freight train-hopping, game-cock-walking, master of electricity, king of the gut-bucket blues, connoisseur of women, His Royal Majesty.
Little Freddie King, that's what I'm talking about, with attitude. How did that introduction come about?
A good friend of ours, Jimmy Horn, he wrote these little wordings based on Freddie's life. Freddie's world renowned, which is the first one. He's hard to kill. He had a domestic fight with his wife, and she shot him twice. He survived the shooting. Pistol packing, he used to ride his bicycle with his toolbox on the back, and he'd have a .357 Magnum in a toolbox. But he stopped doing that, just so that NOPD knows. Chicken picking, he used to feed the chickens when he was a young kid on the farm. String pulling, because he's a guitar player. Show stopping, because he dances and puts on quite a show with his dancing and, you know, on his knees. Freight train hopping, at 14, he jumped a freight train in New Orleans. His gamecock walking is a strut he does. He wrote a song called Walking with the King, and he does a gamecock walking. He's master of electricity because that was his trade. He's an electrician by trade. And he is the king of the gut bucket blues because they have no other blues players in New Orleans that do a gut bucket, raw, stripped-down style. Then the connoisseur women, a lot of them pass through his house, I guess. And then we call him His Royal Highness.
It's all true. It's definitely true. When I first come down here to New Orleans, our school gave a picnic down here, so we came down on a school bus. So after I gets down here, so I said, wow, everything was swinging and everything was popping, everything was convenient, everything's right in your mouth. And I loved it. I said, well, I'm going to come back down here and live. So I gets back home. My mama says, Sonny, how you enjoy your trip? I said, I didn't enjoy it, I just loved it. I said, Mama, I'm going to move down there. She said, oh, no, get that off your mind. Don't you think about going down there. I said, because people in a big city like that, they'll get you and kill you. They can kidnap you and kill you. I said, okay, then, you don't want me to go then, Mama. I said, no, you're not going. I said, if you do slip off, I'm going to skin you alive. I said, I'm not going, Mama. So the next day, my mama did day's work. And I hauled off and run and jumped on the freight train. I didn't have a suitcase, so I had a little flour sack that I used for my suitcase to throw me a pair of shoes and a shirt and a pair of pants in it. So my dad used to talk about hobo on the freight train. And so I just would put it in my head, hobo on the freight train, because I didn't have money to buy a ticket to come down here to New Orleans. When I jumped off, I didn't know how to jump off. When I hit the ground, I was like a spinning top. So it tore all my knees out. It just scar dragged me, you know, and tore all my elbows out and tore my clothes off of me.
And after you got down here, when did you make your musical debut?
After I got my little job there, then I went to Susan Roebuck and got me an acoustic guitar. And I used to bang on it to work and back home and bang on it until I fall asleep. And so I used to try to play like other guys, so that didn't work. So I goes back down to Sales and gets me a record player. Get me a couple of records, one by Con Lightning, one by Jimmy Reed, and one by B.B. King. And I could not follow him. So the machine spent too fast for me. So it was too fast for my computer. My computer picks up slow.
Your brain?
Yeah. My brain couldn't function. They function slow, not fast. So I checked the machine over, kept a watch, you know, so I see 3 speeds on there. So I clicked it over to 7 to 8. Oh, boy, that was faster than a chipmunk. And I said, I couldn't do it to 45. I know I can't do it that. So I happened to look at the other speed. It said 33 1/3. So he drugged the record. And so that's how I learned to repeat word after word and note after note. And I still couldn't get that right, so I had to get my own feeling and what come in my mind, the sounds and things come in my mind, and that's the sound that I would play. And so after I beat on that for a while and got pretty good, I actually learned on one string.
On one string?
One string at a time. And so I went to Sears and bought me an electric guitar. And I started playing with it, playing, so I got real good. And so I come up, another guy, a friend of mine, come from Jackson, Mississippi, Harmonica William. And he met me down there on a job. He said, "Man, Sal plays both harmonica and you play the guitar." I said, "And I got transportation. I got my old Cadillac out there, and I'll come pick you up, and we go do some job." And so we used to do a two-piece, you know, just me and the guitar and the harmonica. So we did that for like maybe a couple of years. And then I hired Thomas Henry III for my bass player. So I taught him bass, and we had another guy named Willie. We had him playing drums. After that, I started getting with Ozzo Youngblood from Tylertown, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also another guy from Jackson, Mississippi was Boogie Bill Webb. We played together for quite some time.
How did you, Wacko Wade, meet Little Freddie King?
When I went to the shop to get my car fixed, I saw this guy. He said he played guitar. And he looked terrible, man, you know, grease all over. And I said, "You sure you play guitar?" I thought he was lying. But I was going to get my car fixed at a friend's shop, and that's how I met him. He says, "Oh, yeah, I could play guitar." So to me, I said, "Dude, you got to prove it to me. Go home and get your guitar." So he got on his bicycle, went over to Parker Street, grabbed the guitar and came back. And so my friend and me, we went and got our equipment and we had a little practice. And when I heard Freddie hit these chords and notes, the simplicity of it was just, it just blew my mind. Because I was used to playing with hard driving horn bands, B3 organs, power pushing in the R&B days. And here it is, three pieces, stripped down, simplicity of the whole thing. I got goosebumps. I said, "Damn, this guy can play."
Now, what is the difference between the blues and what you call gut bucket blues?
Okay, the gut bucket blues is just as low as it can get. So gut bucket blues is just like when you done come out the cotton field and you done work yourself to death and you come home and you ain't got nothing else to do, you know, but to have your own self some pleasure and sit on your front porch, maybe drink a little corn liquor and just play and rock your blues away. Mm-hmm.
Your career spans some 6 decades. As you think about all those years, what would you say was contributing to your success?
Well, I'm telling you, I can't thank God enough. My front room is like a museum. I got pictures and everything. And I looked some pace up and down, and I said, "Wow, look where I have come from, how God have pulled me through."
Are you happy that you didn't listen to your mom?
Yes, indeed. If I had listened to her and not come, I wouldn't have did this. I probably still been playing the mule. Down here in the Big Easy, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Blues man, Little Freddie King, and drummer, Wacko Wade. Thanks so much. It was a pleasure to
meet you. All right. Thank you so much, darling.
Little Freddie King performs tonight in the courtyard of the Historic New Orleans Collection, 533 Royal Street, from 6 until 8. His latest CD is Messin' Around the Living Room. More info at hnoc.org.